We're doing the Chafetz Chaim. We're up to page Chaf Zayin. Chafetz Chaim had been enumerating the prohibitions that can be involved in saying over Lashon Hara. V'lifamim sham saper over gam ken alav delo tikom lo titor. Sometimes he who tells over Lashon Hara would also be in transgression of the prohibition. Do not take revenge. Do not maintain enmity for someone who's done you harm. Kigon sheyesh lo sina alav al davar shebikesh menu lasot lo tova bidvar shilat mamon v'chayitze baze. For example, if someone has a hatred towards someone, he tried to do something good for him, he didn't give him back in kind, something that involves a monetary matter, v'lo etivon, he did not. Davur ze noter lo sina belibo, and he bears a grudge in his heart, u'kshoreh achakach alav shum devar gnai, mefarsomo bifnei anashim, and when he sees something wrong later, so then he publicizes it, he tells people, and it all stems from that feeling, v'hu uver mitchila lantira shebalev alav delo titor. And initially, when he holds that grudge in his heart, that's the prohibition of lo titor, v'achal kach shenokeh mimenu. And then when he actually takes his revenge, v'siper alav avur zeh divrei agnut shera'a alav, and he tells over whatever it is that he has negative to say about him, over alav delo tikom, then he actually takes revenge. So that's the prohibition of not taking revenge. Ela tzir shimcha davar milibo. A person has to be able to erase it from his heart. So lo tikom is not to actively take revenge over monetary harm that someone caused us, and lo titor is not to bear a grudge in our heart. And the Chafetz Chaim says, sometimes a person uses lashon hara as a means of getting back at someone over some monetary harm that they inflicted upon him, and then he is in transgression of both prohibition, lo tikom and lo titor, in that in the lashon hara as well. So our obligation, our responsibility is to be able to clean our hearts, which isn't easy. Difficult mitzvah, you know. Someone feels like he was wrong monetarily, and he has to be willing to forgo it, to move forward. Yeah.